and the mosquitoes were the worst mosquitoes we have ever dealt with, worse than Assateague Island State Park in the summer, which is bad. And but you know, Nova Scotia is this dream trip. We had driven so many hours to get there, and it was you know, it was hard for me to pull the plug. But I mean, the kids were like covered in blood. They were like getting eaten alive every time we stepped out of the camper. And then we were just like, okay, don't step out of the camper, stay inside the camper. And then at that point, pull the plug, you know? Exactly. And so we did the same thing. We left early from even a trip that we had planned and dreamed about for many, many years. I'm so glad that we did.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we are the authors of Where Should We Camp Next?, Where Should We Camp Next? National Parks, and Where Should We Camp Next? Budget Camping.
This year, we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the RV Atlas podcast.
We hope you join us as we cover the best campgrounds, the best RVs, the best food, and the best gear to bring with you when you go.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. And this is an episode that has been in the making for about 3 years. I have been talking with my friend and camping buddy, Phil Trevaglia, about doing this episode for at least 2 to 3 years. And we finally put it together for all of you this spring. Phil is the happiest camper that I know, and I love camping with him because it makes me happy to camp with him because he gets so much joy out of it. He is the ultimate camping buddy. He's great at setting up the gear. He's great at the camp cooking. He just savors every single minute of the camping experience, from the prep to the setup to the campfire, even to packing up. I've never seen somebody take so much joy even in packing up the gear and heading back home. He loves every step of the camping experience. And for years, we've talked about the different qualities that make someone a happy camper, because that's what we all want to do, right? We want to go to the campground. We want to relax. We want to have fun. So what qualities does someone like Phil have? Or what qualities does someone like Jeremy have? Like, what qualities do I have that make me a happy camper? Today, we're going to explore those. We're going to give you 24 tips or 24 ways to be a happy camper in 2024. Phil has 8 great tips for being a happy camper. Then I have 8 tips for being a happy camper. And actually, we're going to go back and forth. And then at the end, we have 8 tips from the RV Atlas group on Facebook. And I swear, all of these tips might not be for you, but I promise you that there will be a handful of tips in here that could really help change your perspective in 2024 and become the happiest camper you can possibly be. And part of the reason why I wanted to do this episode was, leading out of the pandemic, there has been some negative energy in the RV and camping space. Oh, there's too many new people camping. Oh, it's too hard to book my favorite sites. Oh, campsites are too expensive. RVs are too expensive. We've all heard a lot of that complaining that goes on in groups. But fundamentally, at the end of the day, I still think that camping and RVing is an incredible experience for families to have together, or for solo travelers, or for couples. However you camp, however you travel, I think that it is good for the soul and it is good for the spirit. So on today's episode, we're going to dive into 24 things that you can apply to your own camping experience to make you a happier camper in 2024. But before we dive in and say hello to my buddy Phil, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Spacious Skies Campgrounds. Take your indoors outdoors with Spacious Skies Campgrounds, a collection of 15 campgrounds and RV parks spanning the eastern United States. Each location is unique, but all offer the perfect escape to the great outdoors. Whether you are looking for a relaxing weekend getaway, a full week's vacation, or a beautiful seasonal site, we welcome and invite all campers to camp on with Spacious Skies Campgrounds. Choose from RV sites, cabins, yurts, retro RV rentals, or tent sites, and enjoy on-site amenities that offer convenience, creature comforts, and fun. Also, make sure to check out Spacious Skies Campground's Cosmic Camper Loyalty Program for 12% off all reservations and exclusive deals. Whether you are a lifelong camper or new to nature, plan your next outdoor adventure with Spacious Skies Campgrounds. Visit them at spaciousskiescampgrounds.com for more information and easy online booking. That's spaciousskiescampgrounds.com. Hello, my friend and camping buddy, Phil Trevaglia, and welcome back to the RV Atlas. This is like your fifth or sixth appearance at this point. It is so good to see your smiling face. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me. It's always so much fun to be on the show, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, I love having you on for your awesome campground reviews, and this is something a little bit different. Well, you've done gear guides to campground reviews. This is an episode you and I started talking about doing at least two or three years ago. And for our podcast listeners, this actually happens a lot, where there's an idea that I say, oh, we got to do this on the podcast, and it can just take a long time before it finally happens, but we're making it happen. So today we're talking about 24 tips for being a happy camper in 2024. And this is something I really specifically wanted to do with you, because not to be corny, but you are definitely one of the happiest campers I know, if not the happiest camper I know. You take great joy in camping, and it's infectious, and like I love camping with you for that reason. So give me a little bit, like, what is your little bit of camping history? What has led you to this point where I feel like you have achieved this sort of Zen camping happiness? How did we get here?
Well, you know, camping always just makes me feel like a kid. You know, my imagination always goes anticipating like where we're going to go and what we're going to do. And, you know, from Cub Scouts all the way through to hiking in college to camping a lot when Leslie and I were dating until we finally started with actual camper camping. I mean, it's always made me happy. And, you know, there's just a certain part of me, and I think probably most guys out there that, like, you know, you just love like getting your gear and having your setup and kind of like testing it against nature and seeing it all like, all right, I can do this, and it's fun. And then it's just, you know, it's something different every time. And it's just always, it just gets you going.
A few things that you said there really kind of hit me. You've loved camping. You've been a happy camper through different chapters of camping. From being very young to being in college to having the kids when they were young. Now the kids are older and things are, you know, changing a little bit again. But I think that's so pivotal, is that like camping's going to look different at different points in our lives, and we can embrace all of them. And I think we'll get into that a little on the podcast. But the other thing I heard you say was the setup, the gear, the preparation. And when we camped together last spring at North South Lake, you showed up a few hours before me. And I pulled in and camp was set. I mean, like camp was like meticulously set, ready for dinner, ready for the campfire, ready for comfort, protected from the rain. And like, I could tell, like, you enjoyed it. Like, you don't set up such a good camp if you don't enjoy it. And like you enjoy all the different parts of it too, right?
Exactly. Well, you're creating, like, you're basically creating your vacation spot. And, you know, you don't want to go on vacation to be miserable. You want to go on vacation to be comfortable and have fun. And then there's, like I said, there's a certain amount of pride in like, yep, I set this up and I'm going to be comfortable, even if it's going to be thunderstorms all weekend. And I can do that, you know, and it's fun. It just really is.
And you're currently an RV owner. You still tent camp. And I feel like part of your secret mix is that tent camper Phil, you're still tent camping Phil, even though you own an RV. And I feel like you've brought so much of your tent camping experience into RVing, and you've kept that alive. And I think that that informs a lot of what makes you a happy camper. Would you agree with that statement?
I definitely would. And it's kind of grown out of necessity, because we have a very small camper. So I have to think like a tent camper, in a sense that, you know, I'm not pulling a 28 foot or 35 foot rig. I'm pulling up a 17 foot little Jayco behind me. So, you know, I have to be efficient and almost have like a Navy mindset where you got to make it all fit in a little space. And that makes it so.
Yeah. You can almost get kind of lazy when you have too big of an RV and you can just throw in everything in the kitchen sink. Let's get into our tips for our audience. And we're going to go back and forth. You're going to give a tip. I'm going to give a tip. And you have eight. I have eight. You're the star of the show here. Yours are definitely a bit more thought out, but I'm going to throw in mine too. And then at the end, we'll share eight tips from the RV Atlas group on Facebook. I asked people in the group, you know, what are some of your tips for being a happy camper? And a lot of theirs echoed ours, but a lot of theirs were also a bit different. So we'll end the show with that. So your first tip is do your homework. And Phil, I've never really liked to do my homework. No, I shouldn't say that. As a student in school, I did not really like doing my homework, but as a camper, I do. So what do you mean by do your homework, and how can that make you a happy camper?
Just by doing a little bit of research on where you're going. And I know it sounds like common sense, and probably folks are listening and saying, well, you know, no kidding. But really, if you just take an extra couple of minutes in preparation to just get a better sense of what it is that you're going into in terms of the area, it'll make a big difference in your trip. You know, if you have a family member with allergies, what hospitals are nearby? If you have somebody who needs certain things or may need certain things, what kind of stores or amenities are nearby? Especially if you're going tent camping or someplace a little more rural. The weather, I mean, everybody thinks of the weather, but really the weather, even something as simple as the wind, make a huge difference. Now, every year I take Abigail, my daughter, we do a father-daughter trip out to Montauk, the Heather Hills. And the wind there is like, can be a factor. So if you don't have a sense of what the wind's going to be like that weekend, and you bring things that you're planning on using and you can't use them, it's going to have an impact on how your weekend. So just simple things, do your homework, just get a sense of what's going on. So God forbid anything unexpected pops up, there's no stress because you don't know where the nearest hospital or clinic is, or there's no stress because you can't buy, you know, supplies or things that one of your family members might need. And it makes a big difference.
I couldn't agree more. I think that a lot of people that go on a camping trip and end up being unhappy or having a miserable time, I think 9 out of 10 times, it's because either they chose a campground that wasn't right for them, they didn't pack correctly. I feel like a lot of times the onus is on us when we are unhappy campers, and that we can often avoid it by doing the research. So that's Phil's number one tip for being a happy camper. Do your homework. Tip number two from Jeremy. Don't fret over the reservations you don't get. In the RV Atlas group over the past 3 or 4 years, as campgrounds have become more busy, I've noticed a lot of people becoming very unhappy campers because they can't get reservations at some place that they're determined that they want to camp at. I'm thinking of someplace like Anchor Down that is like booking for 2 years ahead, and a lot of people can't get reservations there and they're frustrated. And I see those unhappy campers who can't get that reservation in Anchor Down. And the whole time I'm thinking, there's 20 other awesome camping options outside of Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Like, don't get it locked into your head that you have to camp at this one place to enjoy your summer vacation or to enjoy a weekend of camping. I think we're all well served by being flexible about where we camp, where we get reservations. Now, Phil, you're pretty good at getting reservations at tough places, but would you agree with that? Like, you don't seem like the type of guy who's like, I have to camp here or I'm not going to go camping.
I agree with you in not being so rigid there. And we just had that because on Long Island in New York, it's very competitive. I mean, like, our population density compared to the rest of the world, we're basically espresso, and the rest of the world is like regular coffee. I mean, we have so many people to such a small area of space, and it can be very difficult to get reservations. And I love Heather Hills. It's out in Montauk. It's you know, it's in a place where you know, otherwise hotels would be $400 or $500 a night, and you go and you spend $40 a night, and you're right on the most beautiful beach on the Atlantic Ocean. But we couldn't get them. You know, for this early shoulder season. And we actually went last weekend to Smith's Point, which is a campground near us. And it's also right on the south shore of Long Island. And, you know, it was dynamite. We had a blast and it was available. Another thing, too, is if you can't get them during the main times, shoulder seasons are huge. If you look in the shoulder seasons, it can really like bring things available to you that you normally couldn't get, you know, early spring, early fall. And, you know, you can find spots a lot of times. So it's, you don't have to fret it. You just have to kind of think out of the box and you can get there.
All right. Agree. We We both agree. We're on the same page as happy campers. All right. So tip number three for being a happy camper in 2024, take inventory. I love this. What do you mean by take inventory, and how can that help us all be happy campers?
Well, like I had mentioned earlier, a big part of the fun of camping is the gear, right? And it's always changing. There's always new stuff coming out. Just when you have something that you think is the greatest, next year there's three different types that are even better that you just want to buy all three. But too much of that stuff can wind up like becoming a problem. And especially with us, with a small camper, you know, if we're not going to use the crock pot, leave it home. If we're not going to use this or that or the other thing, we leave it home. I take it out and put it in the spot in the garage or the basement. Because playing Tetris with all the things in your camper to try to get to the toaster oven or to get, you know, a frying pan or something like that, it really gets frustrating after a while. So, you know, I'm a proponent of gear. Not quite full-fledged minimalist, but at the same token, I'm also not quite a full-fledged maximalist.
That's so interesting you say that. Yeah. So, you have well-chosen gear that you use a lot and keep for a long time, but I think you are moving more in the direction of being a gear minimalist.
Yeah, well, I have to, you know, and as you get older, you know, I'm in my 50s now, it's like moving that stuff around, schlepping it around gets to be, you know, tough sometimes. So like I choose my things carefully and I use my things carefully, and I'm not afraid to leave stuff home and rely on other folks. Like I know we're going camping this weekend and our friends Hector and Laura are going to be there. I'm not bringing the Blackstone because I know he'll have his there. And you know, you just have to take inventory, you know. Don't be afraid to go through the camper and say, all right, how many board games do I really need here? Like, you know, how many different, you know, throw blankets do I need, you know? and so you go through your stuff, you find what you think you could use, what you don't need, and take it out for that trip. And it makes things a lot better. You'll be a lot happier.
And you don't overweigh your RV, for goodness mm-hmm. sake, right? I mean, I think that a lot of people just throw everything in the RV and then they end up overloading it, and then it can even become a little bit dangerous. So that's a great tip. Mm-hmm. Tip number four from Jeremy for being a happy camper in 2024. This sounds very silly, but it's like super important to me over the years. Bring your special snack and drink. I think we all have that special snack or drink that we don't have at home all the time, but when we go camping, we want to have it. And I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but when we started camping, I used to love having cookies and milk. I used to love having a cold glass of milk and cookies. And that's not a snack I had every day. But when we went camping, I loved to have it. That's changed over the years. I'm not a cookies and milk guy anymore. But I love my special Jeremy organic iced teas that are a little expensive. And I don't buy a lot because they're expensive. But when we go camping, I always want to have my special drink. Now, Phil, I know that you like a good brookie. And is that your special camping snack? Because it's most trips, it seems like you have brookies.
Yes, yes. Well, we also make sure we have brookies, because if we don't, we don't want, you know, you to be disappointed, because those you look forward to.
So your special snack is also one of my special snacks.
Yes, yeah. No, the brookies, though, that was that we discovered camping and we tried it out, and those have just been something that we take with us pretty much all the time. And you know, like when we went camping last weekend, Leslie and I bought these like sparkling flavored waters that we normally wouldn't drink. And that was like our treat for the weekend. But it's good. You're going on your trips to enjoy yourself and to treat yourself. So, and to have a good time. So you want to do something that's going to make, you know, make it feel as special as you hope it would be.
Surprisingly, we're on the same page. All right. Tip number five for how to be a happy camper. We have 24 tips for being a happy camper in 2024. Tip number five from Phil is to be flexible. And a lot of people in the RV Atlas group really mentioned this and also cited this as a way to become a happy camper. So what do you mean by be flexible, and how can that make you a happier camper?
Well, if you're too rigid and you're too stuck on your itineraries and your plans and your expectations, they're not all going to line up, and you're not going to be happy. And, you know, so if things don't go just the way you want them to, if they don't go the way you envisioned them in your mind, and you don't stick to the number of hikes you planned or the places you wanted to get to, then you feel like you didn't do your job, so to speak, or it can get to you and make you a negative connotation to the trip. But really, with you know, being flexible, it's take what's coming at you and make the most of it. You know, again, our friend, I mentioned them a few times, Hector and Laura, we went camping with them 1 year in the Catskills. And it seems like whenever we get together, it always rains, you know. But we wound up, Laura found this cupcake festival, and we had the greatest time. Instead of sticking in the campground and just trying to do what we would normally do, you know, family gatherings, the big meals, all the stuff that we try to get to do, we totally changed it up. We piled in the trucks, and this cupcake festival was outside, but it was a blast. They had giant tents. It was all under tents. We got muddy shoes and we muddied up the trucks. We walked around with umbrellas. We had a blast. We ate cupcakes that we never would have eaten. And we changed it up, and we just kind of went outside the box, and we were flexible with what we wanted to do instead of what we had originally planned to do. And we had such a great time. We still talk about it pretty much every time we get together.
And you can't control the weather. So if you're going to let something like that, you know, tank your whole weekend, you know, I don't want it, this sounds snotty, but like, oh, maybe camping's not for you. But yet you have to roll with the punches with weather to some degree or another. So, and even in grander senses, I think as RVers and as campers, flexibility, not being rigid with an itinerary, just as travelers in general, all of those things are going to make us happier campers. So tip number five from Phil is a great one. Be flexible. Tip number six is connected a little bit. My tip, do your best not to get upset when things break. And I think that, you know, we all want our RVs to work. I want my RV to work. It's annoying when things don't work, but you don't want it to take over your emotions where it ruins a whole weekend of camping because your stereo broke or you don't have hot water or whatever it might be. And I'll never forget when we had our first pop-up camper, they had to replace the stereo two or three times. Like every time I went out, the stereo broke and stopped working. And I remember messing with, because I just love that feature. Oh, I've got a CD player with, I can plug in my iPhone and play my music and my pop-up camper. And I was like, oh, this is such a great feature I paid for. But then it never worked. And I'll never forget futzing around with it, trying to fix it, trying to get it work, seeing if it was all plugged in. And my kids are running around outside playing, you know, calling for me, dad, let's play catch, whatever. But no, I'm obsessed here that my stereo, my RV doesn't work. And I missed out, even if it's just on like an hour of fun. And I've learned over the years, if you're going to be an RVer, within reason, you need to not get upset when certain things are not working. We just camped with my friends, John and Heather. Their water heater had broken. They did not let it get to them. Okay. They scheduled an appointment to get it fixed. Somebody actually came to the campground and fixed it 3 days later. And they just used the bathrooms at the campground to take a hot shower. So, you know, things are going to happen. Stuff is going to break. Don't let it take away from the fun of the weekend with family and friends. That's my tip number six. Now, tip number seven from Phil, maintain your gear. You maintain your gear, my friend. Your gear is neat and tidy and ready to go. How does this help make you a happy camper? How could this help make someone else a happy camper?
I think this kind of goes hand in hand with the previous tip, because if your gear's not working, and like you said, you're futzing around with it the whole trip, then you're not doing the things you want to do, and you're not doing the things with the people you want to do them with. And having those experiences, and you're there to be doing things with your family and enjoying the kids and enjoying outside. And, you know, if you don't maintain your things, or you can't get your Coleman stove to light, and you can't get your lanterns going, or just like you said, you know, the stereo is, you know, broken. You can't really, not much maintenance you could do there, but, you know, making sure your fuse box is clean and all that other stuff and everything else, and just making sure that you minimize the chance of something malfunctioning is going to make a difference. You know, before the season goes out, take your camper and get your bearings packed and make sure your brakes are adjusted. And, you know, this way, when you're on the road, you have peace of mind that you're not overheating one side and you're not going to lock up a brake, or your bearings aren't going to or freeze on you or something like that. And that's going to cause you trouble. So you take care of the things you have and they'll take care of you back. And that's really the way to do it, because that'll ensure happy trips without stress.
Even little things like, you know, keeping your Blackstone clean a little bit over the winter, so you don't show up on your first camping trip and pull it out and it's a disgusting mess and you've got to clean it up for 45 minutes before you can cook. I mean, that bit of preparation that you can do during the off season or before a trip gives you more fun time at the campground. And it's also, I don't know, you and I at least find a little zen in taking care of this stuff and pulling it out and cleaning it out. I know not everybody does that, but if you can be that person that enjoys taking care of your kit, enjoys taking care of your RV, enjoys taking care of all your gear, it'll make you a happier camper. Now, my tip, go ahead.
I just want to add to that, because it also is a good way to kind of like beat the winter blues. You know, when like you're in the complete doldrums and you can't camp and there's nothing going on, you know, I feel better when I take out a lantern or I take out the stove. Or I'm re-waterproofing something, like, because then it gets the camping juices flowing. And the next thing you know, I'm thinking about what trips I might want to plan. And the next thing you know, I'm online and now we're looking. So it's a good way to just kind of keep that energy going throughout the off season too. So.
All right. Great tip. Number seven, maintain your gear. My tip number eight, figure out how to get things fixed in your RV without having to go to the dealer to do it. Now, that obviously could mean fixing things yourself. And I've never been a super handy person with my RV. But when I make the effort to fix something myself to avoid having to take that long drive to the dealer, leaving the RV, driving back home, then going back to the dealer to get the RV, then coming home again, which can almost feel like a two-day process, right? If you can fix things yourself, you'll be a happier camper. If you're not handy and you can't fix things yourself, try to find someone locally that can. A mobile RV repair person. I have a very handy contractor who's worked in my house over and over again. This guy can fix anything. He's just that. He does meticulous work. He does great work, reasonably priced. I have started asking him to do some RV repairs, as opposed to bringing it into my dealer. My dealer does a great job, but they charge a lot per hour, and it's a drive. So now my guy, Rich, has been helping me with some basic RV maintenance. It has saved me hours and hours and hours. So even if you don't have an RV repair guy, maybe you actually know somebody that might be willing to work on your RV that's handy. And then, of course, pay them appropriately. So those are our first eight tips for how to be a happy camper in 2024. We're going to come back with eight more tips, four from Phil, four from Jeremy. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Camco. Ever wondered if the water you're drinking on your RV adventures is as clean as it should be? Well, worry no more. Introducing Camco's new and improved Taste Pure water filter. It's not just any filter, it's your assurance for pure and great tasting drinking water every time. Taste Pure delivers an advanced six-step filtration process that goes beyond the basics, yet remains surprisingly affordable. Imagine drinking, cooking, and cleaning with water that's gone through top-of-the-line filtration, giving you peace of mind with every drop. But don't just take our word for it. Over 39,000 RV owners have awarded the Taste Pure water filter a sparkling 5-star rating on Amazon. Camco's Taste Pure not only meets but exceeds industry standards, boasting top-tier certifications that many filters lack. Lead-free, armed with KDF carbon media, and compliant with NSF ANSI standards, Taste Pure brings you patented technology from the USA that ensures every sip is refreshingly pure. Don't gamble on your water quality when on the road. Make a smart choice for you and your family with Camco's Taste Pure water filter. Grab yours today at Amazon.com. Hello and welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with my friend Phil Trevaglia, and we are talking about 24 tips for being a happy camper in 2024. This is wisdom from Phil, who is perhaps the happiest camper I've ever met in my life. I'm a pretty happy camper too. And we have tip number nine from Phil. And again, this was another one that was echoed by people in the RV Atlas group. A lot of people commented and said something similar. So Phil's ninth tip is manage your expectations. What do you mean by that? How can that help us become happier campers?
Well, you want to know where you're going and you want to be in tune with where you're going. You don't want to book a KOA journey and get upset when you get there and it's not a KOA resort. Or you want a secluded and isolated camping experience, but you book a KOA and then you're upset because there are people all around you. You have to manage your expectations. You got to say, you know, I'm expecting solitude, then I need to find a campground that's going to provide that. And I'm not going to make solitude in a place where there are going to be a lot of people around, or vice versa. And really just know what you're getting yourself into in terms of your reservations, in terms of the place you're going to, and make sure that they're in a line of what you want, because that will make a big difference in happiness. Like, to me, camping is very social. And to me, that's like the best part of it. I've met so many great people and we've had so many fun experiences. And really, to me, the one of the joys in camping, aside from the nature, is the people. And so my expectation of being around people is, you know, is met by the places I choose. So
that's such a great point. Like, so many, I don't want to say so many, but a lot of people do show up at a crowded campground with maybe smaller sites and they don't like it. It's not what they wanted. They wanted solitude. But then for other people, that's why they camp. They actually want that social aspect to it, and they don't mind not having a gigantic private wooded site with, you know, nothing but trees around. They actually like having people walking by and starting conversations. Now, that tip ties really back into tip number one, like, do your advanced planning, manage your expectations. There's a whole camping worldview just in those two tips. Like, if you can just follow those two tips, you will not be that cranky camper leaving a negative review and being disappointed in their camping trip.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's such a good tip. So tip number 10 now from Jeremy. This seems like a silly one, but I think there's some wisdom in it. Be the person that puts stickers and magnets from your trips all over your RV, your truck, your cooler, your wherever. Get those stickers, get those magnets, get those mementos. And don't be that person that's like, I'm not going to put a sticker on my new RV. I'm not going to put a sticker on my pickup truck. It's a brand new pickup truck. No, put the stickers on your truck. Put the stickers on your RV. Put the stickers on your cooler. I don't care if it's a Yeti or an Igloo or whatever. Celebrate those trips with those cheap little mementos that remind you of the trips. Mm-hmm. I have magnets all over the refrigerator in my garage. Because, I mean, our fridge and our RV is not magnetic. So I moved all of them in. I put all those magnets I've collected over the years on my garage fridge. I kid you not that every time I go out to the garage fridge, which is perhaps too often, I see those magnets and they make me happy. I have stickers from every national park we've ever been to all over my coolers. Those stickers make me happy. And I don't want to care so much about my stuff and how it looks. I'm not a sticker guy. Now, Phil, are you a sticker guy? Or are you kind of, I don't know. Are you a sticker magnet guy?
I am a sticker magnet guy. I am. The back of the camper's got stickers, you know, about a third of the way up, all the way across. And our fridge is not magnetic either. So we use the hood over our stove. That's magnetic. And that's covered with magnets. And every time you go into the camper and you look at one of those magnets, I could tell you exactly the trip and I can pull up memories from every one of those just from looking at them. And I agree with you. They tell a story and it's fun to have them there because it's, you know, you want to remember all your trips and all your experiences. And I agree with you.
Tip number 11, this next one from you is I think pretty deep. And I think that everyone, out of these 24 tips, maybe some of them are for you and some of them are not for you, for those of you listening. I feel like tip number 11 from Phil's for everybody. Know how social media related to camping affects you. Now, you got to explain this one. What do you mean? Because I think there's wisdom here.
All right. So it's definitely a personal thing and everybody is different. But, you know, social media affects people in different ways. And you could look at there are certain people out there that could look at endless highlight reels of people's camping lives, trips to Yosemite, trips to the Badlands, and all these amazing once-in-a-lifetime trips, and just look at them and get excited and have joy and get motivated. And then there are some folks who could look at those trips, and after a while, you may compare those trips to the things that you do in your own life. And then they kind of make the things that you do seem a little less glamorous. And I started out as the first type of person. But as time went on, I started to feel like I was noticing I was becoming that second type of person. And, it's important. You don't want to look at social media and get down on yourself and your family's adventures because they're not these highlight reels, because they're your highlight reels. And that's really what matters the most. And they're what you're able to do, what you can afford to do, what is available to you to do. And those are the things you need to keep in mind. And if social media has a tendency to make you feel like that second type of person, then use it for certain things. You need to figure something out on your camper and you're not sure, ask a question to the group. You just want to figure something out, or how to use this, or how to tow something, or, use it for questions and answers and problem solving, things like that. But it's the fear of missing out can really be a real thing with social media. And, it even impacts like grownups like myself who, you look around and you say, God, I wish I could get out there and I can't, and we're only going down the road, and that can weigh on you. So I recognized that, and I very specifically changed my use of social media and camping, and it's made me a lot happier with camping.
And I agree with you so much. And it's not just the problem is not just when we compare ourselves to another person or another family. That's problematic on its own. But when we're scrolling through social media, we're comparing ourselves to many people and many families. And of course, if you're scrolling through 100 different accounts, all of these people are all over the place doing all kinds of things. It's so artificial. And like you said, you're often just seeing the highlight reel. Enjoy what you are doing with your family.
Right.
And don't be jealous of what someone else is doing with their family. I love that so much. And a little bit ties into my next tip number 12. And look, I struggle with screen time. I use my phone too much. I'm not being judgmental about this. But one thing I do know, if you turn off your phone while you're camping and you read a good book around the campfire instead of scrolling, I know that for me personally, I'm much happier. I taught English for almost 20 years. I used to read a book a week. I spend way too much time on social media for work and just wasting time. I'm positive that time spent catching up on a good book or having conversation around the campfire, if you don't want to read a good book, so much better than the time spent scrolling. So put the phone away if you can. And I really do try to follow my own advice on that one. Not always easy. We feel like we have to have those phones on all the time. But, if our kids are there with us and our spouse is there with us, does it really need to be on? Does it really need to be right next to you? All right, tip number 13 from Phil. This one's interesting. Don't be afraid to pull the plug. I agree with you, but I had to sit and think about this a little bit when I read this. So what do you mean by don't be afraid to pull the plug?
Well, earlier on when we were much younger, well, I'll speak for myself anyway, book a trip, you got it. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going camping. I'm going to, no matter what the weather, no matter what the circumstances, I'm going to tough it out. That sometimes works, but don't be afraid to cancel a reservation. Don't be afraid to bow out gracefully. Don't be afraid to even pull the plug on the campground you have. Now, I gave an example in my show notes where we were invited to go camping with some friends, and we knew a week in advance that the weather was going to be a nightmare. We have a tiny camper. Our daughter brought her friend. We have a 70-pound dog, and we should have just said, we're not going to do it. But we went anyway, and we really had a rough weekend. It was no fun. But there's another example in terms of don't be afraid to pull the plug on the campground. And this is a funny story. Leslie reminded me of this one. We went camping when we had our pop-up up in Delaware, and we went to a campground. It was called the Peaceful Woodlands Family Campground, right? Sounded amazing. Like, I was in love just with the name of the place, right? So we drive, you know, off Long Island on a Friday. We get there, set up in the dark, get everything set, and we get the kids to bed. We go to sleep. In the morning, we're lying there, and we're like, boy, we pulled it off. This is great. Beautiful, sunny day. Everything's wonderful. At exactly 8 a.m., we started to hear what sounded like an angry hornet's nest just around our heads. We didn't realize that the campground was a mile and a half away from the racetrack in Dover. And there was a race that weekend. And like, we could barely even hear ourselves speaking.
I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah. So it was like you had hornets buzzing around your head that you couldn't even swat. And so, you know, we said, all right, let's do this. We're going to find another place. We got on the phones. We found a KOA a half an hour away. I went down to the front desk and I said, you know, you need to give us a refund for tonight, and we're heading out now. And after all the setting up and everything else, you know, we packed it up and we pulled away, and we really enjoyed the rest of our weekend. We loved the campground we went to. We had a great time, and it was because we decided to pull the plug and step away. And that, you know, that made a big difference.
We did this in Nova Scotia. We were staying at Amherst Shores Provincial Park, and the mosquitoes were the worst mosquitoes we have ever dealt with, worse than Assateague Island State Park in the summer, which is bad. And but, you know, Nova Scotia is this dream trip. We had driven so many hours to get there, and it was you know, it was hard for me to pull the plug. But I mean, the kids were like covered in blood. They were like getting eaten alive every time we stepped out of the camper. And then we were just like, okay, don't step out of the camper, stay inside the camper. And then at that point, pull the plug, you know? Exactly. And so we did the same thing. We left early from even a trip that we had planned and dreamed about for many, many years. I'm so glad that we did. So I agree with you. Tip number 14 from me, and a lot of people in the RV Atlas group also echoed this: understand that life has its different chapters, and don't stress when you can't get out camping as much as you did in a previous chapter. I know this is so true of many of the longtime RV Atlas listeners who started with young kids and now have older kids, and they're in that busy stage of life, much like we are right now. And people actually start stressing out, oh, I can't get the RV out, I can't camp as much. I want to say this to all of you. Sometimes that's for a lot of really good reasons, because there's a lot of really other important things happening in your kids' lives, whether it's a first job or a commitment to a sports team or whatever it might be. And I think it's really important not to completely stress out and say, oh, I'm not camping as much, I'm not using the RV as much. And I know that gets into an equation of whether it's worth it to keep the RV during those years or whatever. But I really believe that in certain chapters, when you're camping less, it's very possible you will enjoy it even more because you're getting to do it less. So try to find that Zen balance and don't stress yourself out by what you can't do. Embrace where you're at. I'm going to a Little League game tonight. And this sounds corny. I'm just as excited to go to Wesley's Little League game as I would be to be going on a camping trip, as crazy as that sounds. So embrace each chapter. We've talked about this for years. And just, if you're camping less, enjoy it more. Okay, so let's move on to Phil's tip number 15. And boy, Phil, do I love this one. This is one of my, this is one of my favorite tips you've got in this entire episode. Hit us with the wisdom for tip number 15 about how to be a happy camper in 2024, hit us with some wisdom about leaving the kids at home every now and then. What heresy are you speaking, my friend?
Exactly. Well, you know, you have to do it. You want to be, you know, camping is for the kids in a lot of cases and a lot of families. But, you know, camping is for the grown-up kids too. You know, you need to be able to go on a trip and sit and read that book without being hounded, and be able to cook the foods you want to cook without hearing complaints, or do the things you want to do without, you know, being told this is no fun. And, you know, at the time, Leslie and I probably, you know, I'd say about 5-6 years ago, maybe around that time, we started going to the Country Living Fair up near Rhinebeck. And that was like, that was our first like real, like leave the kids at home trip. And we turned it into like our, an annual thing that we look forward to doing. Because could you imagine taking the kids, dragging them around an antique show that, that spans like a half a mile? I mean, forget it. So we, you know, and we did that, you know, we would go to the Italian supermarket and we'd get a couple of really nice meals that we could put in the oven and just sit out, have nice meals and just relax. And you really need to be able to, as an adult, charge your battery, you know, sleep in and not have to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning because the kids want to go outside and do things, you know. And at the same time, don't feel guilty because it's a good chance for some grandparent and cousin time. You know, let the kids stay with the grandparents or with the cousins or the aunts and the uncles and let them have some family time and let you and your spouse have just some bonding and battery charging time, because that'll keep your energy and your spirits up. Go do more camping and do more trips with the kids and with the family.
I agree. And I cannot say anything more about this right now, but Stephanie and I have never gone on a trip without our kids. Once or twice, we went away for the night. But we've never gone away on a RV trip without the kids. And that's been a hot topic of discussion in our house for the last month, because we are in the process of planning our first RV trip without the kids. And we'll tell you all about it soon. So when I read this tip from you, I was like, this is the exact conversation we've been having in our house. So love that one. Tip number 16 from me, and this will conclude Phil's tips and Jeremy's tips, and then we'll share some from the RV Atlas group in a second. Tip number 16 for me has become very important over the years, and that's do not overspend on your RV. And I've done this a couple times. I've spent a little, we've been pretty good with not spending a lot on RVs, but there's been a couple times where we spent a bit more than we should have. And I think it's super important to make an RV purchase that fits in your budget. And it's so easy to go to an RV show or go to an RV dealer with one budget in mind, and then all of a sudden you start seeing what you could have for only $50 more a month. And then all of a sudden that budget sort of gets thrown out the window. But you know, the problem is if you're taking out a loan, you're paying interest, you know, at the beginning of the loan. And it's just super important. Buy an RV that you can afford so the RV does not become something stressful. And every time you see it in the driveway, you're stressing about your monthly payment or whatever it might be. So I think if you can just keep the RV purchase within your price range, within your budget, it'll help you be a happier camper for many, many years to come. You don't want to come home from work and see the RV in the driveway and resent it because you spent too much on it and the payment's too big. So it makes all kinds of sense to keep the purchase price reasonable and stay within your budget. We're going to come back in a second and we are going to share 8 tips from the RV Atlas group on how to become a happier camper in 2024. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Go RVing. Go RVing's website, GoRVing.com, is a one-stop resource packed with all of the information you need about every aspect of the RV lifestyle, from RV shopping to trip planning, with expert advice on everything in between. GoRVing.com is packed with incredible stories and tips and tricks that will inspire you to get the most out of your RV and enjoy every second of life at the campground or somewhere far off grid. Click on Go RVing's This Is RVing tab to start your journey and hit the open road. Want to learn more about the different types of RVs? Click on Go RVing's Explore RVs tab to learn more about towable RVs like travel trailers and fifth wheels, and motorized RVs like camper vans or Class A or C motorhomes. If you still need help finding the right RV, GoRVing.com has a fun quiz that will offer you a personalized recommendation based on your family size, your budget, and what kind of adventures you are seeking out in your first or next RV. To find out more about RVing or to find a dealer or a campground near you, head on over to GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I want to give a huge thank you to my friend, Phil Trevaglia, for sharing those 8 tips for how to be a happy camper in 2024. We actually had a little bit of a technical issue, and we recorded this segment, but then we lost it. But it was a pretty short segment anyway, so I'm going to do it without Phil and roll on my own. But I just didn't want to abruptly have Phil disappear from the podcast. So huge thank you to Phil. He got to share all of his tips. And we just had this short little segment to end with. So I have 8 tips from the RV Atlas group for how to be a camper in 2024. We'll keep these short and simple and sweet. And some of them echo the tips that we already gave, that Phil and I already talked about. So Susie said, camp with friends. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, at this point in our RVing lives, Max and Theo are 14 years old, and they want to camp with other kids their age. They want to camp with friends. And that is what we've been doing as much as possible. We still, you know, go on our big family trips, and they still love going to places like Yellowstone or Yosemite. But if it's just a little local camping trip or somewhere regional, we really do try to do that friend trip. And Phil also, you know, Phil also said the same thing, that his family more often than not is camping with friends. Tip number 18 for how to be a happy camper in 2024. And this is from Polly in the RV Atlas group. She said, camp on rivers and lakes. Water sites are a dream. And when I read this comment, I thought of Stephanie immediately, because Stephanie loves to camp on the water, on a riverfront site, on a lakefront site, on an oceanfront site. And Phil loves camping in Montauk. And he talked about that again, just very, very briefly, that that's really his happy place. And I think of, you know, camping in Acadia National Park right on the water. And those trips are truly dreamy. So I completely agree with you, Polly. Tip number 19 for being a happy camper in 2024 comes from Jerry. Jerry wrote into the RV Atlas group with a one-word answer: beer. Now, Jerry, I did say you should bring your special snack and drink when you're camping, so I will not disagree with you. Just keep it, you know, keep it responsible, Jerry, and enjoy that beer at the campground. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Tip number 20, find your own rhythm. What suits some does not suit all. And I could not agree more. We all need to figure out our own personal camping style, figure out our own personal camping preferences, and just roll with it. Don't do it the way that other people are making you think that you should do it. Do it the way that you want to do it with your own family. If you like state park camping and not resort camping, that's amazing. If you love resort camping and you don't like going to state parks, that's great too. Do it the way that you want to do it. Life is short. Tip number 21 from Heather Anderson. Don't sweat the small stuff. And this is the Heather Anderson that we just went camping with in Luray, Virginia, and their water heater broke. And they didn't get stressed about it. They just enjoyed the rest of their trip, and they used the bathhouses at the campground for hot showers. And then eventually they got that fixed. They actually got a mobile tech to come to the campground and fix it for them. So don't sweat the small stuff. I mean, keep your focus on friends, family, and nature when you go camping. Tip number 22 from Adrian. Have an organizational checklist. This has helped us immensely over the years. It is stressful to show up at the campground when you only have 2 nights, particularly, and then realize you have to do a Walmart run, or that you forgot something essential and you have to go to the store and you don't even know where the store is, for goodness sake, or the Walmart's 10 miles away. So having that organizational checklist, it's a little more work in the beginning. It's a little more preparation work, but it'll make you a happier camper when you're at the campground. Tip number 23 for how to be a happier camper in the year 2024 comes from Cheryl. Have a planned out route and gas stops. And I think this is really important too, because if you just hit go on the GPS and you head out on a 10-hour trip to Great Smoky Mountains National Park and you haven't thought through your route, you haven't thought through where you're getting gas, you're opening yourself up to all kinds of stressful situations. So a lot of these tips go back to advanced planning, putting in a little bit of advanced work, and then you're happier on the road trip and happier at the campground. Tip number 24 I love, and this is a great one to end with, comes from Patrick. Document your trips. I'm huge on documenting our RV trips on the podcast, on the blog, through photography. And this can look different for all of us. Maybe for you, it's just taking a couple of selfies with your family, taking a picture of your RV all set up, and that's how you document your trips. Or maybe you like to take a picture of all the cool things that you did, and you like to do a blog when you get back home, whatever it might be. Those pictures, those blog posts, those short videos, they're going to make you happy. I mean, I look back at my photos And they bring so much joy to me in terms of strengthening the memories, remembering things that I had kind of forgotten. I love having the photographs from my trips. And I think a lot of you do too. So tip number 24, document those trips. It's a way of celebrating your trips. All right, we're going to come back in a second and wrap up this episode of the RV Atlas, 24 tips for being a happy camper in 2024. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at RV Share. With over 4 million nights booked and thousands of five-star reviews from happy customers, RV Share is America's number one RV rental site. With a wide-ranging inventory from affordable pop-up campers to luxury motorhomes, RV Share has a rental that is perfect for you. Whether you are looking for a pet-friendly RV or an RV that can be delivered directly to your campsite, RV Share makes the entire rental process simple and fun. Each booking on RV Share also includes 24/7 roadside assistance for the ultimate peace of mind on the road. No matter where the open road is taking you, get ready to use your outside voice, because as soon as you step inside your RV rental, the adventure begins. Check out RVShare.com to find out more and use promo code RVATLAS30 for $30 off a booking of $500 or more. That's RVShare.com and promo code RVATLAS30 for $30 off a booking of $500 or more. Welcome back to the show, everybody. And thank you so much for joining me and my buddy Phil Trevaglia for this episode of the RV Atlas, 24 tips for being a happy camper in 2024. And again, we had a technical issue and we lost Phil there at the end, but he had given all 8 of his tips and there was just a little bit left of the podcast. So I didn't make him come back on to re-record it. We ended the show by talking about an upcoming trip that Phil and I are taking. We're taking our own advice and we're camping without our kids for the second year in a row. So I'm going to be camping with Phil and Sean, the camera guy, up in spacious skies Adirondacks. And we've got a guy's trip planned. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be lots of cooking, lots of talking around the campfire about our favorite camp gear and all that stuff. So it's not easy to break away and do a trip like this without the kids and without the family. But Phil and I did it last year for North South Lake, and we're doing it again this spring in the Adirondacks. So I'd encourage you, you know, to do the same, particularly if you're in that busy part of life where it's hard to get the whole family together on a camping trip. Well, then maybe it's time to take a trip just with a friend or just with one of your kids or just with your spouse and have the grandparents watch the kids. If you have that flexibility and you're willing for your camping trips to look a little bit different, that's another great way to be a happy camper in 2024. Thank you all so much for joining us for this episode of the RV Atlas, and hopefully we'll see you all at the campground.
Thank you so much for joining us for the 10th anniversary season of the RV Atlas.
To find out more about the topics discussed on this show, head on over to thervatlas.com.
And to join the friendliest group of RVers, head on over to the RV Atlas group on Facebook and make sure to join us on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at the RV Atlas.
And if you enjoy our show, please consider leaving us a review over on iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
And make sure to pick up copies of Where Should We Camp Next, wherever books are sold.
And we will see you at the campground.